This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're joined now on the stage of the Fostin Library Arts Center by Dick Rue, the editor of the 13 Towns. And of course, I've been doing some reading, Dick. I was fascinated to learn that the 13 Towns newspaper was the longest continuous running business in Fostin. Is that correct?
That it is.
Yes.
Never missed an issue.
All right. And of course, I've been able to do a little reading into some of the old issues and some of the historical publications. And the 13 towns, now let me, I'm going to read these and see if I got them right here, okay? I've got Eden, Columbia, Queen, Rosebud, Bransfield, Hill River, Chester, Lesser, King, Sletten, Winger, Canute, and Badger. Is that right?
That's correct.
Oh.
You got them all.
Well, I won't lie. I read them in his newspaper, so that was actually rather easy. Dick, you've lived here, except for some military service, you've lived here your whole life.
I have.
And can you tell me a little bit about what the story of Fostin is, how Fostin got its start?
Well, that kind of goes hand in hand with how the newspaper got its name. But when they first opened this area for settlement back in 1876, they intended to open 15 townships for settlement. But there got to be a dispute over the line of the Indian reservation, so they ended up running a cattywampus line down through Chester and Hill River and Eden Township, and everything north of there was considered reservation, so Johnson and Gully got left out of the original 13 townships. So they opened 13 townships for settlement, and that's where the name of the newspaper came. The first settlement actually was down southwest of here, about 5 miles, called the Rosebud Settlement, or the Rosebud Community. A fellow named William Hillegas was a member of that first bunch that came in here. And he came over to this area, thought this looked like a pretty good place to set up a town. So he platted out his town and got things organized. And he figured he needed a post office. Well, there was a post office, but it was down in the Rosebud community. And he didn't think he was going to be able to get a permit. So he went down there and talked to Louis Foss, the postmaster. And they struck a deal. Hillegas originally wanted to name this town after himself, so we would have been living in Hillegasville or Hillegasburg or something like that. But he talked to this Louis Foss, and he said, if you bring your post office into Fostin, I'll name the town after you, or into my community, I'll name the town after you. So they put the post office, which was actually an old granary, and it was a post office and a little store, And they put it up on skids and got a couple teams of oxen and skidded it right on across country and brought it into town, set it up, and that was the Foss store and post office. And the community was Fostin.
All right. And the railroad is important. The railroad was essentially what the highway was for many years here in Fostin.
No, the railroad was here before the highway.
Right. That's what I mean. It predated the highway.
Yeah. The railroad used to be the only way of getting freight in and out of town because it didn't have any roads. So when the railroad, Hillegas had a little part in that too. He was the one that plotted the path from Duluth to the Dakota wheat fields for the Great Northern Railroad. And you can be sure he was going to make it come through his town. It turned out it came through at a little bit of an angle. And from that point on, then everything, as the town expanded, they expanded to parallel the railroad tracks instead of the old squared-off plat. That's why we got a little dogleg in all our streets over here. Because
that's why you've got to take two rights and three lefts to get to the Fostin Library Arts Center.
You learn fast.
Yeah. Well, we were talking before about some of the things going on in Fostin right now. There's been a lot of development here in town.
A lot. A couple of years ago, we put in a huge new wastewater treatment plant out north of town here, and our industrial part has been expanding very considerably, and that was part of the reason for the planning of the wastewater treatment facility. But we put in, we've got the MDV, Minnesota Dehydrated Vegetables, which used to be called Mr. Carrot. That's expanded considerably. We've got what we call the honey plant down there, and we've got now a woolen mills and the Erskine Manufacturing, a bunch of building in town with that new dental office and cakery that you're talking about. Planning for next summer for some building for the Thrivent Lutheran or Thrivent Financial. That's
sure.
Right. Thrivent. And we got a bunch of street improvements coming up, some waterline improvements, so forth.
So you were saying, we were talking about the fact that you were living here so long. What's your favorite thing about Fostin?
The people. It's, I guess, probably somewhat like any other small town, though it's community. You know, you're not, you go down and live in Minneapolis, there's 3 million people around there, but how many of them do you know? You know, I can walk into a restaurant down here, and if all the tables are well, if there's one chair open, I'll go grab it. It doesn't matter if there's four other people sitting there. That's, I know them all anyway. And most of the time they let me sit with them without, you know. But, you know, you can live in New York City and be the loneliest guy on earth, but you ain't going to be lonely in Fawston.
All right. Well, Dick Rule is the editor of the 13 Towns newspaper. You can read his words every week, and the longest continuing running business in the city of Fawston.